Let's check in with the Better Business Bureau, get this week's warnings from the President and CEO, Steve Burness. Steve, I saw your list of the 12 scams of Christmas, and a few really caught my eye. First of all, a lot of things to be aware of on social media. What is number one, in your opinion?
Well, number one is, good morning, Bob, is the misleading social media ads. We're seeing a lot more fake ads at the Better Business Bureau from organizations or scammers who are trying to solicit consumers, you know, that they will support a charity, and you also get a free trial of this product. Everybody's got to click here. And sometimes those sites are, you know, have malware or spam on them. And sometimes the people, the consumers don't get the products either. So we're seeing a lot more on social. So we want consumers just to pay more attention to who they're giving their information to and what companies they're supporting, because sometimes they're scammers.
Lots of folks giving this time of year, and that's a good thing. But what about the fake charities?
Fake charities is a big problem because, as you know, Bob, about 40% of the money on charitable contributions are received during the last few weeks of the year for these charities. So the scammers know that, and they will create fake charities. And we're seeing that already at the Better Business Bureau, where they just create a fake sounding charity, and then they call you up or send you a text or an email and ask you to donate. And the tip off to the rip off, Bob, on those that really quickly ask you for the money or your credit card number. Because legitimate charities will want your money today, tomorrow, next year, you know, the year beyond. It's these quick hit ones that, you know, need your money right away, and you got to support this charity. And you, as a consumer, you have to do your research, give wisely, and you have to check out the charity before donating to it.
And isn't there an easy way to check out a charity? Is it through the Better Business Bureau?
Yeah, there's an easy way of doing that. We do hold charitable organizations to 20 different standards. And it's give.org is our website, or you can go through bbb.org. And there's additional, you know, websites out there that do review charities. So it's a good thing for, before you donate, to make sure that this charity is, you know, spending the money where you want them to spend the money to before donating your hard-earned money.
You know what I've noticed a lot, getting emails or texts saying that some account has been compromised, Amazon or PayPal, Netflix, or a bank account. Are you seeing a lot of this right now?
Yes, Bob, we're seeing an increase in compromised account scams. And what I mean by that is they call you up and saying, you know what, Bob, your account was just charged $750 for a TV set and was shipped. Is that you? And, of course, it's not. You're going to say it's not you, and then you panic, and you want to get the corrected information as soon as possible or stop that charge. So you get scared, and they say, well, we need your account number to credit your account, and therefore they give you give them your account number. So the tip-off to the rip-off on that is, an institution, Amazon or those, are not going to call you up and ask you for your account number. They have that information, and it's best to hang up and call Amazon directly, or use the website that you know of them and directly deal with them instead of dealing with a phone call or a text, because it's getting to a point, Bob, where it's zero trust on text and those emails.
Yeah, we're getting notices, too. A lot of people are about free gift cards, and I guess this is the time of year you see that, isn't it?
It is. Nothing brings good cheer like the word free, and scammers found a way to take advantage of the situation by sending out these, you know, massive phishing emails requesting personal information to receive this allegedly free gift card. And somebody thought, well, it's not much information to give for $50. But as we talked about, Bob, in the past, they just build this account, ID, you know, account on you. So they try to get as much information from you to build some, you know, information about you so they can steal your identity in some way, because they kind of ask you personal information, or they might ask you, you know, for your credit card information. Or they might, you know, pop up with surveys, too, that ask you your pet's name, because sometimes those pet's names are your passwords, as you know, Bob. So you got to be very careful if somebody offers you a free gift card. It's usually not going to be something legitimate.
Yeah, talking about pets, tell us about those puppy scams that are out there and going around now.
Puppy scams is increasing each and every year, Bob, and especially around the holidays, and especially after the pandemic. You know, obviously, you know, families with children, considering other furry friends to their households. But there are a lot of pet scams out there, and what we're asking consumers to do is do not, buy from somebody you don't know. And the tip-off to the rip-off is a lot of them are asking you to send money, wire money, for this pet before seeing the pet. And that is the tip-off to the rip-off. And a lot of those ads on the online for puppies are fake and fraudulent. Recent studies have shown about 163% increase in complaints year-over-year on puppy scams. So it's increasing, Bob. So we just want consumers to be very careful and deal with a breeder or somebody that you know and trust or local shelter and purchasing a puppy, and don't purchase online from somebody you don't know unless you do your research.
And something else to be alert for this this season, those temporary holiday job postings that a lot of folks are interested in, but those can end up being dangerous, can't they?
They can be, because, you know, retailers typically hire seasonal workers, as you know, Bob. And what happens is they ask the same questions that you would applying for a regular job. Think about it, your social security number. And maybe sometimes they even ask for your credit card number or other personal information that the scammer can use against you. So it's really a great way for the scammers to, you know, to solicit and get money, information from you in order to steal your identity. So because you give up a lot of information when you're applying for a job, as you know.
Be careful out there. Steve Burness, Better Business Bureau. And once again, that website, BBB.org. And you can also check out the complete list, the 12 scams of Christmas, the naughty list, BBB.org. Steve, thank you for being on our nice list. Talk to you next week.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good one.